Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Hey, let's talk sports, and joining us on the line right now to do that is Scott Allen, sports reporter for the Washington Post, and what a blessing we have right now with our sports teams, two of them in the playoffs, and the Nats just on fire, and you know, the whole draft, I think, went pretty well for the Redskins. Scott, let's start off, if we could, by talking about Wizards last night defeating the Celtics. They've been very close games, this was a pretty handy defeat, 116-89. What was different about last night's game?
Yeah, the first real blowout of the playoffs for either the Capitals or the Wizards. And, you know, every game in this series, now three games in a row, they've gotten off to this huge first quarter lead, first half lead, and then the first two in Boston, they couldn't hold on to it.
Right.
Last night, you know, their biggest lead of the series, 22 after one quarter, and, you know, John Wall was asked after, you know, what was the difference? How did you hold them off today? And he really credited the home crowd. The home team has won every game in the series. The Wizards have been awesome at Verizon Center this year, and that continued in the playoffs.
So that was game three, and they now I have this right. The Celtics lead 2-1, right?
That's right. With game four Saturday or Sunday back at Verizon Center.
All right, so that would be helpful to have the home team crowd there. Do you think that they got the magic formula last night? Because I mean, really, that's a tremendous score, 116-89 against the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, they've started off so promising, like I said, in every game. One thing they did a lot better yesterday or last night was defend the three-pointer. Boston has this ridiculously good point guard, Isaiah Thomas, who had 53 points a couple nights ago, and he was held to 13 last night. So a much better defensive effort. That's kind of been the story for the Wizards all year. You know the offense is going to show up, but are they willing to defend?
Yeah.
And last night they were.
And there was a technical fouls and one guy ejected, right?
Yeah, three guys ejected. There were seven technical fouls. But
the
most serious one, it was Kelly Oubre let his emotions get the best of him and leveled Kelly Olynyk from the Celtics after taking a hard screen. So we'll wait and see whether he's suspended for game four.
Yeah, and Isaiah Thomas was quoted as saying, "We don't like them and they don't like us," talking about the Wizards. What is it between the Celtics and the Wizards?
They've got a history now going back a couple years. I mean, I don't think many people would call the Wizards and Celtics a big NBA rivalry, but it's a budding one. There have been some hard fouls when they meet, words back and forth. I mean, these are teams where before a game at Verizon Center earlier this year, the Wizards decided we're going to dress in all black, almost like it was dubbed the funeral game. So a lot of weird stuff going on, but definitely some history between the two.
All right, moving on to hockey. The Capitals, it's make or break tomorrow, and you're down to game five, and they're deep in the hole. What do the statistics tell us about situations like that when you're down 3-1?
I don't have the exact percentage in front of me, but I can tell you that they're not good. And if the Capitals fans are looking for kind of a silver lining or something to have some hang on to some faith, it's that they know the Capitals have been in this position many times before, right? A 3-1 lead or a 2-0 lead and haven't been able to hold it. And they've blown it quite a bit. That's kind of the Capitals' MO. But they've also, once in their history, come back from a 3-1 deficit. So, you know, they get game five at home tomorrow. if they get that, you know, they have to steal a game in Pittsburgh, and then game seven would be back home in Washington where they've played well. So you got to hang on to that faith. They've been out shooting them all series. They've looked like the better team, except on the scoreboard, which is all that matters.
Now, the last time a team came back was in 2010.
2010?
Yeah.
What is it about the Penguins? I mean, Washington fans, it's like you say the word Penguins. It's like
right.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld used to say, Newman. It's just the Penguins.
Exactly. And we were talking about this last round, right? That they were kind of, the Capitals were struggling a little bit with the Maple Leafs, and there were the Penguins kind of cruising through the first round and looming in that second round, another barrier to getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know what it is. I mean, last year, you could point to the Penguins' speed as, you know, they looked like the faster team. They were the better team in the second round last year, and the Capitals made some improvements this year. They made some additions that they thought would help them match up better with the Penguins. Like I said, the Capitals have played like the better team. They have better talent. Sidney Crosby didn't even play last game. He may not play the rest of the series. And yet, as my colleague Neil Greenberg wrote, it's the old cliche. It's not the Penguins really beating the Capitals. The Capitals are beating themselves with silly penalties at the wrong time and just a lot of mental mistakes.
And the Nats, you know, I see this game against the Diamondbacks, and I sort of yawn now when I see a score like 4-2. You know, I mean, where are my 23 runs?
we get spoiled, you know. Some people reached out to me after that game, the 23-5 game, and said, "Hey, my daughter decided to keep score at her first game today." And I'm like, "Well, you better tell your daughter that's not how baseball works. She's going to have to get used to scoring some 3-2, 4-2 games." But
yeah,
they won again. Max Scherzer continues to be Max Scherzer, and I guess the big concern now is whether Bryce Harper, who left yesterday's game with some groin pain, is really just day-to-day, or if it's something worse.
And yeah. Scherzer struck out 11.
Yeah.
11 yesterday. That's pretty impressive.
That's
it's not 23,
does.
But 51. It's 11.
51 times now in his career with at least 10 strikeouts.
Wow.
Yeah. What about Bryce Harper? I mean, I heard it described as groin tightness.
Yeah, and I think that's all we know right now. He was, you know, there's not really a play that you could point to where you could say, "Oh, it happened there." He was just removed he was in the field and removed after a home run by the Diamondbacks late in that game. So I'm not sure anything else has been said. Dusty Baker says he's day-to-day. So I guess we'll find out an update later today, maybe.
All right. And, you know, just very quickly, the Redskins and looking back on mm-hmm. all of the draft and how they did, everybody seems pretty pleased how they handled themselves.
Yeah, and I think especially with that first-round pick, that mm-hmm. kind of set the tone. They got a local kid in Jonathan Allen out of Alabama. Everyone was kind of surprised that he fell to them at the 17th pick. Earlier he had been projected as, you know, top five, top 10. Some concern about arthritis in his shoulder, but the Redskins seem just fine taking him at 17, and it's good to have a local kid back in town.
Well, there's so much to be talking about right now in the sports scene. We really appreciate you, Scott Allen, with the Washington Post, coming on to fill us in on all of the backstory as to what's going on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.